now.
It said 1760.
Get out of my car now.
Sir, it said...
Get out of my car now!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't...
To yell at me.
Get out of my car! I'm facing a... Get out! Now!
You're facing
a... Now!
Stop. Stop being so mean.
What's up? It's your girl, Sonya D. I'm also known as the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, and I'm chronically, not just upset today, guys, but I'm chronically ill today. And of course, yeah, I'm the chronically ill girl. Why wouldn't I be chronically ill today? Well, mostly because I've been in a bed for the past 6 days or so due to a lupus flare. You heard it right, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl has been laid in the bed over the past 6 days due to a flare. Now, usually, guys, I read from a prepared script over things that I want to talk about because I don't want to forget anything or sound like a rambling idiot. But I'm too exhausted to do that. I can't even think straight at the moment. The words don't come as naturally as they do when I'm feeling better. So I don't even have the strength to read from a script. However, I'm still a Virgo, lupus or not, and I did write a few bullet points down, and that's all the energy I had to do. So I'm in a flare. Now, let's talk about what the difference is between my baseline feelings and a flare. Most people with lupus or autoimmune disease or any disease, they have a day, you know, days where they're fine. They're mostly, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but mostly people, you know, they're in some pain, but it's tolerable. Or it's maybe not tolerable for most people, it's tolerable for them because that's pretty much what they've been feeling like. But there, on these days, you can still kind of get up out of bed and do things that you normally do, you know, your routine. It may not be the routine of a healthy person, but it's your routine. And then you have the flare days, and these are special days when your disease is, you know, acting out of whack. So how do I know that I'm getting ready to flare? Well, a few days or a week before my disease starts to flare full time, I do get symptoms. It never just comes out of the blue. And there are some symptoms that are new, some symptoms that are always going to be there. And there are some symptoms that I used to have and just don't experience anymore. So one of my new symptoms is ptosis. And ptosis is basically one of your eyes droop. And that's something that I'm noticing that I have. When I did some research on it, I found that other people with lupus have the same phenomenon, especially when their disease is flaring or if the lupus is active. Raynaud's. I didn't start off with Raynaud's disease, and that's like, it's basically like in your circulation where your fingers tend to turn colors red, white, and even blue when the circulation in your blood is not going the way it should. And my disease is just, guys, it's just terrible. I have to wear gloves, especially when I'm exposed to like something cold. And like, say if I go into a room with air conditioning, my hands start to get very, very painful and they start changing colors. So even though it may be 80 degrees outside, I'm the idiot wearing gloves. So that's something that I didn't start with, but I have now. Fever, that's one that I always have. Appetite loss, that is another one that hasn't gone anywhere, always. Stomach pain, always. I started to get a lot of heartburn, lots of irritable bowel symptoms. I get a rash on my face that started from the beginning. Swollen joints, that's always. Headaches, that's always. Eye sensitivity, I used to get this eye pain. It's so bad. kind of familiar if those of you have Sjogren's disease. I believe Serena Williams, the famous tennis player, she has Sjogren's. And it's not spelled the way it sounds, by the way. My eyes would burn so badly, even if I kept them closed, I could feel the burning pain. I normally have to take a cold towel and put it over my eyes for hours. That one is something I don't have anymore. My heart rate starts to increase. My heart rate increases exponentially. A resting heart rate for me could be in the 140s, even up to 180 beats per minute. So it sounds like a little autonomic dysfunction there for those of you who are medical professionals or those who are familiar with these terms, and those of you who have POTS, a dysautonomia. Fatigue is a big one. That's all the time. I notice I start getting more tired, exhausted. I start making comments like, man, I could literally fall asleep in the street. And that's what made me started to believe that something was wrong with me in the beginning when I first got lupus. Oh, God, guys. I'm so tired. I used to tell my friends, oh, wow, I could literally fall asleep in the street. And they would look at me like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? And I'm like, you know, yeah, I could fall asleep in the street. I'm just so tired. And a friend of mine once told me, she said, Sonia, I have a husband and I have 3 kids and I'm not as tired as you are. And she thought that I was doing that because I didn't want to hang out with her, because she would always invite me places. But when she found out I had lupus, she felt a little bad. But that's another story for another day. Exhaustion, my increase of pain, of course, my pain. Again, I have a baseline of pain that I'm used to dealing with every day. And then it just goes, it skyrockets, guys. The pain just gets exponentially worse. Vomiting, that is something that I've always had. Can't even keep water down. That's when I know it's coming. My trigeminal neuralgia. Now that I've had since the beginning, it doesn't always come with each flare. However, the trigeminal neuralgia always comes towards the end of a flare or the middle of an end, never at the beginning. I get this pain in my back, and they say I have like spinal stenosis, but it's like a squeezing type pain. It feels like someone's giving me a hug. I don't know what that's all about, and apparently neither do my doctors. So again, some of the symptoms that I talked about were here from the very beginning, and they've continued. Other symptoms have gone away completely, even though sometimes they'll sneak back in. And some symptoms are absolutely positively new. So I've had lupus for about 8 years, and I tend to go to the doctor when my symptoms increase, such as like my pain, rash, swollen joints. Also, another symptom I have, I can't believe I left it out, was a movement disorder. I have myoclonus, and basically, it's just uncontrollable jerking. It's a neurological condition where you have this jerking. I can't control my body at all. And when my disease gets worse, the jerking gets worse. Now, that's something that I've had from the beginning. I can remember once going, I didn't know I had lupus, and I went to the beach. I don't know why I wanted to go to the beach, guys, but that, it's like things kind of happen in your life where you just feel like it was meant to happen and there was a domino effect. For some reason, I decided I was going to take my daughter to the beach. And I was going to lay out in the sun with no sunscreen and just chill. Okay? Now, anybody that has lupus, this is like a suicide mission, not to speak so frankly. You don't ever want to lay out in the sun when you have lupus. And yet, this is something that I did because I didn't know I had lupus. When I came home that night, my whole body started to jerk all over. And I was literally kicking and arms moving and legs kicking and head jerking. I'm like, what is going on? And I remember going online to look up what could be wrong with me. I remember some of my friends was like, well, maybe it's you have a magnesium deficiency. She talked about her, this one lady said her grandmother had it. So they told me to soak in Epsom salts. But I noticed when I soaked in the Epsom salts, my pain went away. Because I was in pain, my body was hurting all over after I did this. So for the next, this was July, okay, of 2010. I found myself in October before I can even get up and go to bed. Before I can even get up and get out of bed, I would have to soak in these Epsom salts in hot water as I could stand it before I could or would feel better. So when I decide I need to go to the hospital, it's when I can't even keep water down. My heart rate is going crazy. The pain is so bad. It's just out of this world. The trigeminal neuralgia pain I can't control. The back pain is getting out of, I've had back pain so bad I start to scream. And again, can't keep down water or food, or I have a severe, severe headache. So right now, guys, I really don't know what to do, and I'm really frustrated at the moment. Because it's like, there's so much in your life as an adult that you have to do. You're responsible for things, and you just can't let them go by the wayside. And I'm grateful that I have help. I have an aide that comes. But I don't think my family and my friends understand what I'm going through. I have a friend right now who's upsetting me because I forgot her birthday. I didn't call her on her birthday. But guys, I have been in the bed, okay, sleeping and resting and not thinking about what's going on in the world because I really don't care. I'm in pain. And it's like, when you have a disease, do you have the right to be selfish and say, hey, I need to take a week out for myself and not have to worry about anything, or if I make you upset, or if I do something you don't want me to do, just, you know, I want people to forgive me, you know, just forgive me. Yeah, I'm a human being and I'm going through something. Yeah, everybody is going through things. Everybody has issues. I understand that. However, my issues are a lot different than a lot of people. And I just wish I had that understanding from my friends and sometimes my family. But just because these people are close to you don't mean they understand what you're going through. And that's the painful part. Right now, you guys, I should be getting ready to go to my lovely daughter's ballet recital. I love to watch my daughter dance. I can't think of anything else I'd rather do in this world than to go see my daughter dance. And anybody that knows anything about me, she is the most important thing to me in the world. And right now, I am sitting here saying, I do not want to get in my car and go and watch her dance. And there's something so messed up about that. And that's what lupus, it's a terrible disease because it makes me make decisions and choices. And now I have to choose. Okay, I have to now choose what's more important. My daughter and her, she said, Mommy, I miss you. I haven't seen you all week. And I want to see you at my dance because I'm in these new stances. I've choreographed all this wonderful stuff. And if I didn't have this disease, of course I'd be there. Of course I'd be getting ready right now and not making this podcast because I wouldn't be the mad chronically ill girl and I wouldn't have this stupid damn disease. But I do, and I have to make choices. Like, wow, do I go to the grocery store? Or, guys, it's not like, oh, you know, I'm just exhausted talking. It's not like, oh, you know, like some people, oh, should I go to New York or should I go over here? Should I go there? It's like, no, it's, do I have enough energy to make it to the refrigerator? That's why I get upset when some of my friends get mad about birthdays, remembering birthdays, when I'm literally having a tug of war of trying to get to the bathroom. You know, and it's just super frustrating. So what do you do? What do I want to do? Wow, I'd like to get in my wheelchair and go and explore and maybe have dinner with friends and loved ones and just do things. Go to the gym. Work out on machines that I can handle. Stretch. But right now, I want to lay in a bed and be left alone. I don't want to think about her performance. I don't want to think about anything. I just want to rest. I want to lay down. I want to get back to doing what I was doing. I don't know if I told you guys this, but I'm broadcasting this from the bed right now. I just want to lay back into these covers and just forget about anything and everything. And any responsibility or promise that I made or whatever I've said. And I want to just forget all that. And just go back to sleep. But I can't. I just get frustrated and overwhelmed, and I just feel like I need help and more understanding from the people around me. You know, if I say I can't go, I don't have the energy, then people say, oh, well, take your time. Take it easy. Look, it's not a matter of taking my time. It's, do I have the energy to put one foot in front of the other and walk? Or do I have the energy to transfer to my wheelchair? Do I have the energy to get into the bathroom and wash my face? It's not just take your time. It's, okay, if I wash my face, then I need to lay down for 20 more minutes, then get up, put clothes on, then I need to lay down for 30 minutes. If I had to go somewhere, I need to start from 8 o'clock in the morning if I need to be somewhere at 7 at night. And that's the truth. That's not an exaggeration or an embellishment. How do I get the energy to literally just stand up? It's like the front door in my house, I have to take a step down. And that step is like Mount Everest for me. When some of you are healthy people, they don't even have to think about stepping down off a curb. But for me, it's like you just say, hey, you want to climb Mount Everest today? I know that sounds like an extreme example, but it's so true. And for those of you out there that know what I'm talking about, I can practically see you nodding your heads like, yes, yes, yes. People just don't understand. It's just making the everyday having lupus is basically making the impossible possible. What I thought I couldn't do, I did. What I probably shouldn't do, I made a way. And what I think my body wouldn't do, it did. Anyway. So what are some of the things I do when I'm having a flare to make myself more comfortable? Well, I like to, because I get warnings that it's going to happen. I like to get my snacks. I take my medication. Like, I'll get all my meds together so I don't have to reach for anything or get up. That's the thing. Get everything that I need around me. I do have a commode that I use that I keep next to my bed. So just in case I can't make it to the bathroom or I'm in that much pain, I could just literally get out of the bed and just go. And my daughter usually gets that ready for me if she's home or if I have my aides. I get my wheelchair next to my bed so I can transfer into the chair. So if that somebody comes to the door or I absolutely have to get up out the bed for something, I can. I try to get my fall button around my neck. I have the guardian thing over here where if I fall, I can get help here, which I've had to use a few times. It just takes twice as long for me to get things ready and to get up, even just like to go to the bathroom. I would normally text my family and friends and let them know, hey, leave me alone. Don't call me. I'm fine. Don't be worried. Just know I can't get out of the bed and I just want to lay down. And usually my family will understand that. Sometimes even my mother will come by. My family will come by and they'll take care of me and ask me if I need anything. They'll make sure I ate, but I just don't want those phone calls every 10 minutes. Are you okay? Are you okay? Like, no. I'm not resting if you're calling me. So I just ask them, if you need to, just text me. Don't call. So I try to keep everything in front of me so I don't have to get up and grab. I also have like this bucket in case I'm sorry if this is too much TMI, but I have a bucket so if I need to vomit or throw up or something, I can do that and not make a mess. But that's pretty much it, guys. Like I said, I'm broadcasting from the bed. I've been in the same spot really for like the past couple days. With a few exceptions, I did have to leave the house a couple times to get my medication, my pain pills, and I needed to do that, definitely. So, it's rough, guys. It's so rough. I feel like if I go to my daughter's recital right now, it's just going to be difficult. I don't know what to do. Like, here, okay, I'm getting ready to take my pills. Hold on. Check my pills here. That was the chemo. This is the seizure med. And this is my heart medication. I'm on a beta blocker because my heart rate just goes out of control sometimes and it slows it down. One more. Nothing like a can of Sprite. Take your meds with. Even though I should probably take it with water. But that's all I have the time or the energy for today, you guys. I'm sorry. This is just life with a chronic illness. And I don't even have the energy to be mad or angry. I'm just blah. But this is the Blah Chronically Ill Girl signing off, rolling off. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe. I love you guys. Thank you. And I shall talk to you later. Hopefully, I'll be feeling better and back to the mad chronically ill.